I know you want to fuck me. That much is obvious. You simply cannot get enough of me. Is it my body that got you attracted to me? Or is it my voice? My confidence? Perhaps it was everything together. The thing is, you want to fuck me, but you can't. It's not that I don't want it. We're just so far apart, it's almost impossible for us to meet and fuck. But you can listen to me. As a matter of fact, you're going to. Because you love my voice. You love listening to my moans as I pleasure myself thinking about you. And most of all, you love being told what to do. When I take control, and I tell you how to touch yourself, how to fuck yourself, thinking about me, you're in heaven. Oh God, it's a moment of sheer bliss that you enjoy more than anything, and today will be no different. You will fuck yourself for me. You'll pleasure yourself for me. Today, I want to take you on a ride, a wild ride. Off the coasts of edging and denial. You won't come for me until you're desperate for it. And you will be happy. And you'll do as you're told. Ryan? Yes is not enough. I want you to call me Mummy. I want you to use it every time I ask you something. Every time you are to address me. Yes, Mummy. That's how you'll answer me. So once again, you'll be happy to do as you're told, right? Good boy. It felt good calling me Mummy, didn't it? It's very important that you remember to call me Mummy every time. It's a reminder of who controls you. Your cock. And your release. Now I assume you've already got your pants down. If not, pause and come back to me once you have. And while you're at it, go and lie down on your couch. But don't start touching yourself just yet. Now that you're on your couch with your pants down, I want you to close your eyes and caress your body. Not your cock, your body. You may caress every single part of your body that's not your cock and balls. Gently run those hands all along your stomach, your chest, your neck. You can move to get to your thighs and legs too. Pretend it's me. Pretend that those are my hands caressing your body, touching you, feeling you everywhere, but at your most sensitive place. I want you to purposefully ignore your cock for the time being. It may be hard already. It may throb, it may twitch, but you cannot touch it. Tease yourself by getting close to it and feel your hands moving away. And don't forget your nipples. I want you to pinch them, twist them, tease them. I want your nipples to be as hard as your cock. I want you to be excited, to be horny and needy. Your hands, my hands, essentially caress your whole body, and you shiver with anticipation of what's coming next. And you should. The things I have in store for you, the perverted, the deviant, just the way I like them. Now whisper my name as you caress your body for me. whisper my name. I want to hear you whisper it as I caress my body, thinking about you and all the things I want to do to you. You're such a good boy for me. Always so eager to please. I bet you can't wait to take those hands off your body and go down on your hard dick. But not yet. Now is not the time. You'll be getting closer to it, though. I want you to take one of your hands and delicately place it over your balls. Cup them for me. Hold them in your hand. Feel how full of cum they already are. You may massage them, rub them, roll them in your hand. I want your balls to be full and heavy for me. While one of your hands is busy fondling your balls, I want you to take the second and third finger from your other hand, and I want you to suck on them. Suck on those fingers as if they were mine, and moan as you do it, as you would be doing it if it were my fingers in your mouth. I want them soaking wet. They're the lucky ones that get to touch your cock first. After all, while you're being a good boy and do all of that for me, I'll give you a little something to enjoy. Something you like very, very much. My toy entering my pussy. All my panties to the side, and I'm wet. I'm using my toy. You like the sound of that, don't you? I know you want me to be there with you. Actually moaning in your ears. God, I know I do. But it's time to get to work on your cock now. Right, you can leave your balls alone. Let your hand rest by your side. The other one, with the wet fingers, move it down to your cock. I want you to rub the whole length, using only the two fingers you were sucking. Make sure every part of your dick gets wet with your saliva. And don't forget to tease that sensitive spot right under the tip. You know which one I'm talking about. The one I'd love to flicker my tongue on as if I were there. And while you do that, don't forget to thank me. I allowed you to finally touch a cock after all. I deserve to be thanked. A simple, thank you, Mummy, for letting me touch my cock is enough. Say it for me. Say it now. That's my good boy. You're welcome. Now you can stop rubbing your fingers all over your cock. I want you to grab it at the base and squeeze it. Squeeze it hard for me. Hold it straight up in the air as you squeeze. Is there pre-cum? Is the head of your dick getting soaked in pre-cum? I bet it is. With your other hand, I want you to rub the head and make sure it's covered in pre-cum. I want you to touch that sensitive head of yours, and I want it covered in that sweet, sweet pre-cum. That's it. Keep going. I know it's sensitive, but I know it feels good. And I know you want to do it. You want to be a good boy for me, right? If you do, then you'll do it for me. I'll give you a little bit more incentive to keep going. Not ready to turn my toy on yet. Maybe I am. Put it on the lowest setting. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Is the head of your cock covered in pre-cum? Is your hand too? Good. Keep holding it at the base and keep squeezing. Now I want you to rub it up and down, from the head all the way down. Cover the shaft with pre-cum. Make your dick even wetter. But don't go too fast. We don't want you to edge just yet. This is only teasing. We haven't even started edging and denying you yet. Take it as a kind of foreplay. That's what I'd be doing with my hands if I was there with you, while I tell you all about the things I want to do to you. I want to suck you dry. Every position in which I want us to fuck. This is only the beginning of our game, so keep rubbing that pre-cum all over your shaft for me. And don't forget to moan my name every now and then. I love the thought of you thinking about me as you touch yourself. Of anyone who could hear you knowing that I, Mummy, control your cock. Not that pretty girl you see and talk to every day. Not that cute barista at your favourite place. Not even your crush or the girls you watch online. Only me. I think it's time to give you a little reward. You've been a good boy and followed my instructions so far. You deserve a little something to prove you did good. You can let go of the base for me now. I want you to stroke your cock. I want you to stroke it really hard and fast with one hand. Get yourself as close to coming as you can. I want you to be desperate, desperate for your orgasm. I want you to feel it moving up in your dick, getting closer and closer to exploding, and then just as you're about to come, I want you to let go of your dick right before the point of no return. And let your dick throb and twitch uncontrollably. Perhaps there's one little drop of cum that still made it all the way up and is ready to pop out of you, but you stop it right before it could. So that all that little drop of cum can do is slowly come out, purling at the tip of your cock. Maybe even fall into your stomach as you try to resist giving yourself an orgasm. Fuck, that would be hot. I'd definitely collect it and savor it and taste it while looking at your twitching cock. You like edging for me? Even though you're frustrated and aching because you haven't come for days. I know you love edging. You love it. You know that all this edging will be worth it for the powerful release that will happen when I allow you to come. And we both know that no matter what, you'll do what you're told. Because you're my good boy. I think you've had a long enough break to recover from your first edging. It's time to get back to work on your cock. Wrap your hand around it again. But this time I want you to be slow and gentle. Tease your cock by slowly going all the way up. And just as slowly go all the way down. All the way up. And all the way down. Up. And down. Just like that. Good boy. And of course, don't forget to moan my name as you do. You're stroking for me. To me. Only I make your cock that hard. And only I can control the way you stroke it. I know you want to go faster to stroke yourself harder, but you can't. I don't want you to do so right now. Keep going as you are, ever so slightly. You must be throbbing in your hand and twitching like crazy, leaking pre-cum all over your fingers. But you have to go slow. I told you, if you follow my instructions, like the good boy I know you are, it's going to feel amazing. Now listen to me while I think about you being a good boy for me. Why I put this toy back in my pussy. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, turn it on again. It's on my clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, my pussy's so hungry. Do you like it? Do you like listening to me moan while you slowly stroke your hard, throbbing cock? You do. Of course you do. You're such a good boy after all. It's time to edge again, good boy. Okay. Now go fast. As fast as you can. Get yourself right to the edge. One more time. Remember, no coming. I don't want you to come already. I don't want you to. I love denying you this pleasure. Fuck, it would be so easy for you to just keep stroking and come, but you won't. You won't, because you're a good boy who does as he's told. Because you know, deep down, you know, edging feels fucking incredible. Oh, God. Edging. Denying that fast pleasure only to receive it when you don't expect it anymore. Nothing feels better than that. Panting, grunting, squirming. Fuck. Your cock may be throbbing and leaking loads and loads of pre-cum. You're still going to edge for me. And you're going to be thankful for that, aren't you? You're going to be so thankful. You probably want to thank me right now. Yeah? Thank you, Mummy, for making me edge for you. Is that what you're saying? Uh-huh. Huh? Better be. You're welcome. You know, I love nothing more than making my good boy edge for me. Except maybe edging in myself. But since I can't be there with you, I'll have to do it this way. It's such a shame because I'd love to see your face. I'd bring you to the edge and keep you there for as long as I want. The sound of your voice as you moan and grunt and beg me to finally allow you to come. Fuck. And your cock, hard and throbbing and twitching until the moment I let it explode. Talking about your cock, I think we should go back and give it some more attention. Why don't you hold it up with one hand? Fuck, I gotta turn this off. Edge myself. Okay. Enjoy how hard and swollen it is in your hand. Enjoy how much it's twitching as it was begging for attention. Right. Okay, now. Now I want you to put your other hand right above the tip with your fingers pointing down. When I tell you to, you're going to lower your hand and caress the sensitive head of your cock with just your fingers, very slowly. I want you to feel how sensitive it is and how much you want to come for me. Are you ready? Good. You can start. Tease the head of your dick with your fingers. Feel that bolt of pleasure and lust running down the shaft into your whole body. You want it. You need it. But more than anything, you want to. You need to be my good boy, don't you? You know you do. You love to listen to me call you a good boy. You follow all of my instructions just so you can get a chance to hear me call you my good boy. That's what you like the most, to be a good boy and to be recognized as such. Lucky for you, I do think you're a good boy. I'd even go as far as to say that you're one of my favorites. Does that make you happy? Does that make you horny? If it does, then say it. Let everyone who might hear you say that you're not just any good boy, but my good boy. Mummy's good boy. That's what you are. Now say it and keep teasing yourself with your fingers. Good boy. Now stop touching your dick. Take your hands off it. Now. That's the end of part one, baby. Part two will be ready soon for when you've satisfied me and I allow you to finally come.